What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of Wedding Day Match. We have a very exciting episode today, and it all starts with swiping right on all the ombre concealer looks. TikTok has opened our eyes over here to a new trend and we're loving it. But, of course, we wanted to know more for you. That's why we called upon founder and CEO of Anomaly Beauty Agency, Hannah Metz, to bring us the juicy deets on ombre concealer. So what is ombre concealer? If you haven't or even have seen TikTok videos on the latest beauty trend, then you're probably wondering what the heck it is. Metz tells us it's simply a technique for applying concealer. It focuses on using multiple shades of concealer as well as using a liquid blush, starting with the lightest in the inner corner, working your way outwards from light to dark to the blush on the outermost corner. Now, interestingly, TikTok may have opened your eyes to this technique, but as Metz explains, this is something professional makeup artists have been doing for ages. However, with the growing popularity of TikTok putting a name on previously coined techniques, it can give the illusion to the general public that these are new trends. So if you're wanting this look for your wedding day but your makeup artist doesn't know what you're talking about, chances are they do. They just haven't familiarized themselves with the name. So perhaps sending them a video or photo of what you're talking about might be the way to go so they can definitively tell you they can do the technique. Now Metz was kind enough to take us through the process of applying ombre concealer, and now we'd like to share the step-by-step process with you for a DIY approach. What you'll need to accomplish the look: at least two concealer shades, one being your exact shade and one just a shade lighter than your natural skin tone, and a liquid blush. With those items in hand, let's get started. Metz says, you'll apply a dot of each shade, starting at the lightest concealer shade, and moving to the deepest shade, from inner to outer corner. You can even blend the two shades together in the middle so that there is a more seamless blend from light to dark. On the outermost corner, you'll apply a liquid blush. After these steps are complete, use a damp beauty sponge and lightly blend, working your way from the inner to outer corner. Blend until there is no longer a distinct difference in shades or any line of demarcation between colors, and the gradient appears natural. Then set lightly with a loose powder. Now, with certain makeup techniques, there's a risk of it getting caked up. However, Mavitz explains, as long as the product application is similar in the amount you may normally apply with concealer, this shouldn't cause additional cake. Use each product sparingly to avoid this result. Now that you have the technique down, when do you use it? Metz recommends you do it after applying your foundation. Depending on whether the eyes are done first or the skin is done first, will dictate the order of each step, but this is a good rule of thumb to use. For more natural looks, she recommends doing the eyes after the skin. But for more dramatic looks, she recommends doing the eyes first and then the skin. And remember, the whole point in this technique is to give you more dimensional blend that may help counteract dark circles in a way that using one shade alone will not achieve. In addition, ombre concealer will give you a brighter appearance closer to the innermost corner of the eye and gradually blend to a more natural shade similar to your own skin color. And finally, blend out into a blush that's focused more on the cheekbones where you might normally apply highlighter. It will also provide a lifting effect, Metz says. So if you're looking for a more dramatic look on your wedding day, then ombre concealer may be the perfect technique for you because, as Metz tells us, it's going to give you a more brightened under-eye effect. Now, you should know this truth. While certain makeup techniques can help minimize the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles, ombre concealer may not be the right choice to achieve this if that's what you're looking for. And if you're striving for a natural no-makeup look, Metz says she would avoid this concealer technique. Unless you're okay with a neutral and dramatic look coexisting, which is totally possible and can work. So get to it. Take selfies and tag us so we can see it in action. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode of Wedding Day Match. And if you did, please give us 5 stars, leave us a review, and make sure you're subscribed. And thank you so much for tuning in. If you want more fashion, beauty, or planning tips and advice, make sure to go to WeddingDayMatch.com, where we have more expert advice, real wedding stories, and our magazine, Celebrate Weddings. Don't forget to tune in to our next episode, next Tuesday. Kisses and talk soon.